T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, the American people may soon be expected to get a vaccine passport to go back to normal life, to go to concerts, to go on cruises, to travel. But then the Democrats don't think that unvetted, undocumented, and unvaccinated illegal immigrants coming across our border, they don't have a problem with that. They don't see an issue there. Furthermore, they think that voter ID is somehow racist and an infringement, but they think a vaccine passport for us to live normal lives as American citizens is somehow okay. You know, Democrats, all we ask of you is to be consistent, but the idea of a vaccine passport is un-American, it's likely unconstitutional, and I hope Republicans fight back tooth and nail, because this is enough of this lunacy.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I was thinking initially I was against this vaccine passport.
Uh-oh. I hear a butt coming.
But, now that I'm thinking about it, if having to show ID to vote is racist, except the vaccine passport, right, which everyone's supposed to get regardless of color, then maybe if the state ID is racist but the vaccine passport is not, maybe we require a vaccine passport to vote.
I see where you're going there.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why a state-issued ID would be racist and a vaccine passport would not. No one has explained that to me. Perhaps I need to call the Democrat Party headquarters.
Well, I'm sure that if we make that a necessity for voting, that it will immediately be dropped. And I think that is your tactic here.
Yes. So I think that's what we ought to do. Okay. You know what? The vaccine passport ought to have photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's photo on it. And if you need it to go to the movie theater, if you need it to go to this place, then you need it to vote, right?
Absolutely.
Problem solved.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet, the same president who wants you to get a vaccine passport to be allowed in to do anything called IDs racist and worse than Jim Crow.
Well, and I want to point out something else.
Last week,
For those of you who have not gotten your vaccine, let me tell you something. You're going to have to show a photo ID to get it.
Well, that's racist. Right? Did you show a voto ID?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, I did. I showed them my driver's license. That's what you have to do. You have to show your driver's license or a photo ID, a state-issued photo ID, in order to get the vaccine.
Well, how are black people getting vaccinated then?
It's just amazing, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing because
we're told that they don't have IDs. By the way, did you hear the Tucker Carlson interview with Candace Owens?
I have missed that.
You're going to love it. Your
girlfriend. Two of my favorite people. Yes.
I know, your girlfriend. You were heartbroken when she got married.
Well,
maybe in your next life. Maybe in your next lives. Okay, here we go. Listen to this. Candace Owens, who is black, announcing on national television she has managed to get her hands on an ID. No one would have thought this was pot. Well, I did. You and I aren't racist, but the Democrats don't think black people can get voter IDs. Take a listen.
Candace, do you have a government-issued ID? And if you do, how did you get it?
I'm so excited to announce to the world that I was actually able to secure government-issued ID because I am smarter than a fifth grader. And this is such the bigotry of low expectations. It's not even though, because the Democrats know that what they're saying is absolutely foolish, right? The idea that black Americans are wandering around like Neanderthals going, how do we do it? How did everybody do this? This would mean, Tucker, we've never been into a hotel room. We can't get hotel rooms. We can't rent a car. We can't buy a car. We can't buy liquor, cigarettes, all the things that require just a simple form of identification. That means black Americans don't even have a bank account, Tucker. Can you imagine? We're running around going, how do we do it? How do we do it? Because we can't Google DMV near me and get there and provide basic, you know, pieces of education. It's so insulting. And it's funny because they don't think that people understand what they're doing. Democrat strategy is so simple. What do we want to accomplish? Anything that stands in our way, call it racist. And why do they call it racist? Because the truth here, Tucker, is they perceive Black Americans as stupid and emotional. They view us to be low information. They want us to be their pawns. So if they call it racist, that means Black Americans will go out and they'll go attack that thing that they called racist. Look at this bill. Look what Georgia's doing. It's racist. Now they want Black Americans to be used like pawns to run out into the streets, to riot, to boycott, to scream and to yell, and to basically amplify whatever it is that the Democrats are trying to achieve. And at the end of the day, all that ever is power.
Ouch.
Preach it, sister.
I know.
Amen.
We're done here with that now.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Right. Well, now that brings us to Georgia. And as John Solomon pointed out over the weekend on his website, there's a major showdown coming because Georgia, listen to this, is actually requiring ID now for absentee voting. It's worse than it was before where you'd have to sign with a signature. Now you have to include your state ID, and the state ID cannot be used twice in the system. So I don't know how Democrats going to win Georgia under those conditions. And so they're screaming and yelling that that's racist.
Well, of course they are, like Candace just said.
Well, then how isn't it racist to have a vaccine passport then?
Because it's just that way for Democrats, Tara. You know that. It's just that way.
I just can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap. Well, anyway, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, here's another one of these tremendous, delicious ironies. The very party that screamed and yelled at Donald Trump for questioning the validity of an election and of wanting to overthrow a certified election, the very same ones are now wanting to overthrow a duly elected Republican House member from Iowa.
Whose election was certified?
Whose election was certified,
yes.
And who
she won.
And the representative was seated by the Speaker Nancy Pelosi,
who now says
so they are
she
now
can
wanting,
unseat her if she wants.
And there
right.
was recount after recount of that because it was a close election. I get that, no problem. But it was certified by the state of Iowa as it is supposed to be done, and the Congresswoman was seated by Senate by Congress by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and now these Democrats are wanting to unseat a seated Republican House representative member. The same people who screamed, kicked, hollered, held their breath until they turned blue in the face, kicking and screaming about Donald Trump, even suggesting that there may have been some type of illegal voting or illegal activity with regard to the election. And these same people are doing exactly what they claimed that Trump was doing, trying to overturn a certified election.
Well, you know. Liberal privilege.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
It takes care of a multitude of sins.
But there is a serious contest going on now with H.R. 1, which would ban any form of ID.
Mm-hmm.
But, and here's the outrage, both for registering to vote and for voting.
Well, let's just include the vaccination in that. Maybe that should be in a Republican amendment, that we'll just include that there can be no vaccination identification papers that are required for any type of transaction in this country.
Because that would be racist.
Make that an amendment, too.
It'd be racist,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
Anyway, so H.R. 1 bans voter ID. It also bans the removal of registrations off of the register list so that even if it's found that Greg Smith registered 5 times, you can't remove him. And since... you can't remove him, and voter ID is not required when he wants to vote. Greg Smith can just vote 5 times if he wants. Doesn't even have to be an American citizen. Don't even have to check. I mean, there's no, it's complete Wild West type stuff, right? So that is on the one side. This is what Congress is doing. And then Georgia just said, nope, we just tightened our law to the point, and I agree with this. Not only do you have to have a valid signature and proof of ID, you have to have your driver's license or state ID number on the ballot application, and then on the ballot when you return it.
You know, I keep,
that show, I mean, that's a contest right there. One's going to win and one's going to lose.
I keep seeing the way that many in the media are referring to this as voting restrictions.
What a joke.
Voting restrictions. Of course, you have no restriction. You have no worry about restrictions when you're talking about your Second Amendment right to be able to buy a weapon or ammo. You want to put every restriction you can possibly think of on that.
Well, then why? Wait a minute. Isn't that discriminatory against Black people if they have to show an ID when they buy a gun?
Absolutely, yeah.
Shouldn't we get rid of all ID? We just won't even do background checks. We'll just give them to whoever shows up. Well, no, you can't do that. But that's what that is what H.R. 1, the Democrats' bill, proposes you do with voter registration. We'll just sign up whoever shows up. Well, what if they register every week? Well, that's okay. We have to. I mean, the hypocrisy here is insane. It's just nuts. But the best last week was, Lee, I mean, I think when the country jumped the shark last week, was really when the Democrats brought in an expert to suggest that if you remove dead voters from the voter rolls, that is voter suppression.
Yeah.
That actually happened in a Senate hearing for H.R. 1.
Yeah.
And even Roy Blunt, who is only marginally Republican, that just, it blew his mind. He could not get past that.
I guess we should sue death, because death in and of itself is voter suppression.
Right. I mean, I guess. Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. Just using logic again. I got to stop that.
Yeah, knock it off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and good to be back. Be sure to check out the Battleground America podcast. You know when I listen to podcasts? My drive home is in the noon hour because I work really weird hours and I'm like you, struggling to figure out what to replace Rush with. It's just a hole in my day. It's just and there's never anything you're ever going to really completely fill it with. There's just nothing out there like him. There isn't. I struggle with that too. But I would humbly ask you to consider, if you're looking for something to fill that hole in your day or even your heart, if you loved Rush like I did, please consider the Battleground America podcast. You could text Battleground to 71307. We'll send you a link. You could always find it there. That's Battleground to 71307. Okay. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz, leading the Republican delegation down to the border of senators, 17 senators, should have been Mitch McConnell. He is the leader of the Senate, but it's not. Mitch is pretending this isn't happening because he's Mitch. And so Cruz has to pick up the slack. The difference is that Cruz is not in Republican leadership and Mitch McConnell is. So the Democrats are looking at this, and they know how to read this. The Republican leadership does not support asking questions about the border. They don't. Republican leadership's on the payroll, the same donors the Democrats are who want the border open. That's why you're not going to catch Mitch McConnell going down there. You're not going to catch Roy Blunt going down there. You're not going to catch any of the leadership going down there. So it falls to Ted Cruz to be a leader, because our leadership will not. And the Democrats see this. They're like, hey, your leadership don't even care. Your leadership doesn't care. What we're doing down here at the border, till your leadership cares, we don't care. Yap, yap, yap. But Ted Cruz is trying. When those in leadership in the Republican Party will not lead, and that's why we lose. And here is Cruz talking. I wish Democrat voters, like my girlfriends, could hear this, that they got real news. Here's Ted Cruz talking about the Biden immigration plan, which I've told you about many times and warned you about starting last summer. You know, the one that he wrote with Bernie Sanders. It's called the Biden-Sanders plan. Bernie Sanders, as we know, is a socialist, self-avowed socialist. And their plan was to welcome, their word, not mine, all of the world's migrants to the U.S. There are 160 million of them, people who want to migrate to the U.S. They're going to welcome them all. That's the plan. They told us that before Biden was elected. So what's going on now is should not be surprising, but it's still shocking when Ted Cruz lays it out, particularly the fact that the Biden administration has now invited everyone deported by Trump to come back. It's over a million people, regardless of their criminal histories. That's hair-raising.
All of the early steps appear to be that the Biden administration is moving rapidly towards open borders. And, you know, you look at the Biden immigration plan, which was put out, which is the most radical immigration plan any administration has ever proposed in history. They have proposed allowing every single person who was deported from this country for the last 4 years to come back. And by the way, they don't make exceptions for criminals, for murderers, for rapists. I mean, it is utterly bizarre to have a federal administration refusing to enforce the law against violent criminals. And frankly, it makes our country more dangerous, and it makes Texas more dangerous. We are a nation of immigrants, and there are wonderful people who come here and come here legally. There's a right way to come. But today's Democratic Party has been radicalized where they're not even willing to enforce the law against violent criminals who are committing horrific crimes.
If only the nation knew. They are not even willing to enforce the law against violent criminals who committed horrific crimes, both in their countries and in ours. Come on in. The water's fine. How little regard does Joe Biden have, his administration have, for the young people in his care? This is from the Associated Press. I can't believe they reported this. Let me just read it to you. In March alone, the Biden administration announced it will open 8 new emergency sites across the Southwest, adding 15,000 new beds, more than doubling the size of its existing system. So they're going to add more cages. Because cages are hip now. Now they're great. Everybody loves them. Now listen to this part. The report says, quote, these emergency sites, these immigration shelters, don't have to be licensed by state authorities or provide the same services that their permanent facilities do. So they don't have to be licensed. They cost far more to operate. An estimated, are you ready for this? $775 per child per day. That's on you. You're paying for that. What's part of the voter drive? $775 per child per day. Now listen to this. And let me stop here because I keep getting texts. Well, Tara, but if they're kids, they can't vote. Why is it a voter drive? No, you don't understand. We just got from the Homeland Security Border Patrol memo. Only 13% of these kids are 13 and under. That means the other 87% are over the age of 13, okay? So you're 13 and older, right? How many years till you're 18 and can vote? Five? Max of five, right? Maximum of five. A lot of these kids are 16, 15, 16, 17. You'll be voting by the next presidential election. See how this works? This is why these children are so valuable. It's why they have them locked in these facilities. They can't let them leave. Not till they get their paperwork started. And remember how it works. On the day they begin the processing of the child in the facility, they also begin the paperwork to bring the rest of the family there. They bring an average of 3 people each through chain migration, right? So you got to get the paperwork started so that they'll stay. They got to stay to get the amnesty and bring the rest of the voters. Keep in mind, this population of people from South Central America votes Democrat at an 80%+ rate. People text me, oh, they won't. Yeah, they will. Trump did the best that anybody has with Hispanics. Since Nixon, he got 35% of the vote. That math doesn't add up to anything but permanent power for the Democrat Party, and they know it. So here's what they're doing. They got to get them in there fast. And so they can't bother with things like state licensing or capacity limits set by fire department. They can't do that. And if, you know, people get trampled, killed, whatever, it's okay. There'll be more behind them. And look at the headline from the UK Daily Mail today. Ted Cruz leads 18 GOP senators in branding Biden's border crisis inhumane on tour of migrant camp with pods designed to hold 80 children that currently house more than 700. Gets worse. To staff the sites quickly, the Associated Press reports, I'm quoting from the article, the Biden administration has waived vetting procedures intended to protect minors from potential harm. Quote, staff and volunteers directly caring for children at new emergency sites don't have to undergo FBI fingerprint checks, which use criminal databases not accessible to the public and can overcome someone changing their name or using a false identity. No FBI background check? Nope. HHS issued a statement, that's Health and Human Services, saying that potential staff must still pass public record criminal background checks, but that those depend on the honesty of the applicant. Okay, let me explain this. They just rang the pedophile dinner bell. They just rang it. Come on. For American pedophiles want to come work in these facilities. Because let me explain what just happened. I used to be a crime reporter. I know how this works. The FBI database is the national database, right? So we, unfortunately, all of our local level criminal databases, including the one here from South Carolina, they don't all link up to a national database. So if you search a criminal record, you run into this online. You have this problem. You try to do a background check. You search for criminal record. Some states pop up and some don't, because there's no national database. The closest thing we have to that is the FBI fingerprint database. So when you say you're going to drop the FBI background, if he committed his crime, pedophilia, whatever, you know, in 1990-something in South Carolina, is that going to come up on a national hit? Probably not. See how this works? I mean, this is pure evil right here. Quote from the Associated Press article, while the various background checks could identify some past criminal convictions or sexual offenses, the government even admits it. While the various background checks could identify some past criminal convictions or sexual offenses, these checks were not as extensive as the FBI fingerprint and background checks. That's what I just said to you. It's because they don't hit every state, especially not small towns and jurisdictions. They're not linked up to this. And let me tell you what, these sex offenders know it. They know what database they're in. Not hard to figure it out. Didn't have to get away with this. This is the Biden administration saying, ringing the dinner bell. Come on. Come on. We got a bunch of kids right here. They're helpless. Can't speak English. Come on. Come work in our facilities. We'll take sex offenders. We're casual about that kind of thing. And the evil here is just so jaw-dropping. When you consider that the fact that Trump even used these facilities was taken as a sign of racism. He put kids in cages. Well, these kids are in cages again. At a rate of, 700 kids packed into a space for 80 children. And now they're like, we won't background check you in an effective way for sex offenses. You could hear it, the dinner bell ringing. Here come the pedophiles. Why wouldn't they? Oh, they're going to have a ball with this. Here is Representative Pat Fallon talking about what's going on at the Donna facility right now.
It was awful. You know, I got to be honest with you. I was sick to my stomach and I was shocked and I'm outraged at what we witnessed yesterday. This is a lack of leadership, and it lays squarely at the feet of Joe Biden. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. The Donna holding facility was built to hold 250 folks under COVID protocols. And yesterday they had 4,377 people there, 3,700 of which were unaccompanied minors. They had them packed in like cattle, and not one person had a COVID test.
Wow. Built for 250 people, they had 4,000. Nobody with a COVID test. Do you think these Democrats really fear COVID? They don't. It's all game. It's all political game with them. When it comes down to it, if there are votes at stake, they aren't the slightest bit afraid of COVID. They don't even give it a second thought. That's where we are right now in this country. That's where they are with the voter drive. This is a voter drive. And there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to separate them from their voters. And here's the bet they're making, and it's a good bet if you're running a voter drive down there at the border. if 87% of these kids in these cages right now are 13 and up, right? And what is the one amnesty that still has majority public support? Dream Act for minors, right? Came here as a minor. This is why these kids are so valuable, that they're willing to stack them literally bodies on top of each other so they can sleep. No COVID test, COVID spreading rapidly, infection rate 7 times higher than the general population in the U.S. Let sex offenders take care of them. Waive the background checks that will fully protect these kids. I'll tell you why. They got to pack as many of them in there as possible. And they got to pack them in because they know they'll probably have the Republican votes for a Dream Act to pass, and that they can get these kids that are in the shelters right now voting by the time they're 18. And that will, in 87% of the cases, be before the next presidential election. It's simple presidential math. They are remaking an electorate that does not support what they want to do into another electorate that they believe will. And if people get sick and die and are abused along the way, oh well. Hey. When it comes to the border, Kamala Harris, the vice president, is on the job. Despite likening ICE to the KKK, she's going to do something on the border. Or not? New York Post asking that question in an editorial this morning. Is anyone in charge, they ask. Why? Because the woman Joe Biden put in charge of dealing with the border situation, she's the most qualified. She's the one who will deal with it. There's a problem, the New York Post points out. There's nothing immigration related on her schedule. President Joe Biden last week tasked Vice President Kamala Harris with leading the White House response to the near record surge of migrants crossing the southern border. Yet her schedule doesn't have a single immigration related meeting. Of course not. How does a Democrat work on stopping a voter drive at the border? Answer. They don't. It's a voter drive. If it's going, it's working fine. New York Post writes, why doesn't Harris seem to be doing anything to solve what she now calls a huge problem? White House Press Secretary Jen Circleback Psaki on Monday clarified that the Veep is only in charge of diplomacy to address the problem's root causes. What does that mean? She's in charge of talking to the leaders of other countries about how much money we can send them to make their country better so no one will come, you know, to the U.S. Okay, but what about shutting down the border? Oh, that's not part of the plan. Here, I'll let Jen Circleback Psaki, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, explain.
Do you have an update on whether the vice president plans to travel to Central America or to the border as part of her looking into the root causes of the immigration problem?
I don't have an update on her travel, but since you gave me the opportunity, it's important to understand and know that she is focused on addressing root causes in the region. And so travel, I would expect, would be there. The border and expediting processing at the border, opening shelters, ensuring we're moving kids out of Border Patrol facilities, that is really under the purview of the Department of Homeland Security and HHS. And they all work together, but the vice president's focus is on the region, root causes, and engaging with governments directly.
So if she were to travel, it'd be to Central America or something like that?
That would be my expectation, but I don't have any travel to preview at this point in time.
Yeah. If she's going to travel at all, she's going to go to other countries and ask them why their citizens want to come here. She's not going to actually stop them from coming here. So she got any travel like that on her schedule? Go down to, I don't know, Guatemala, ask them what's going on? Well, no. And she's the one in charge? Yeah. But then the reason they're coming is because Kamala invited them and told them they could get free health care if she was elected. Illegals? Yep.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Yeah. So in her bill, if you're an illegal, you get free health care paid for by the American people. Of course, she's not going to shut down the border. She's trying to get them to come here. That's the goal. And you pay the bill. This is Kamala Harris comparing ICE to the KKK.
ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation, particularly among immigrants and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America. Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities?
There is a lot of perceptions in the media and in the public that are incorrect.
So, I mean, if you think ICE is like the KKK, then, I mean, why would you even go to the border? You want the border open and ICE gone. That's what she's doing. That's why there's no travel to the border on her schedule.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.